Radio Mogul.
ZBG, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Bad, not bad. Haven't heard from you in a while. I got some more computer equipment I was going to install a Boink onto and run some work units for something, but doesn't seem to like Windows 2008.
Reallocated my Pi cluster, so it's not crunching anymore. I think most everybody dropped off after the big surge when COVID first came out and do all that protein folding. I think they've come a long way since then, so I did this before. Jump into it, stay for a couple of years, and then back away.
More vaccine variants might be needed. The protein folding thing might come up again. But yeah, I don't see, as far as I can tell, everyone had put their computer back to doing its actual job. Yeah, no, I just had this Dell PowerEdge server that I picked up from somewhere, just as, for nothing else, a place for a bunch of homeless hard drives. And it's got its dual quad-core Xeon processor, but it's running Windows 2008. I suppose I could put Windows 7. 2008 doesn't like to run a whole lot of things.
It is kind of fussy to work with, but if it's got a license for it and it's running it, it will process work units, and may as well, rather than buying a new operating system. That could get expensive, buying a new operating system for older equipment.
Probably not that old, from 2010 maybe, 2012, which is no older than any of my other systems are anyway. Yeah, there was a sticker on the side for 2008, so I figured legally I could certainly put 2008 back on it. You know, as I said, I've got other operating systems I could put and activate through various means. Doesn't like Linux. You're not going to put any version of Linux on there. So I guess it stays as Windows 2008, and we just don't run any of the computing units anymore.
I switched all of my old Windows servers to Linux, and they ran a whole lot faster, especially the ones that had NVIDIA graphics cards in them. They ran a whole lot better under Linux than they did under Windows. And when I say an old, I mean like greater than 6 years old, six, seven, 8 years old. Anything, you know, 10 years old, I don't know that I've got anything still running after 10 years. I kind of wear them out before then. Crunching numbers is hard on them when you do it for years.
CPU heats up much more than it usually does. Yeah, I don't know. Server hardware is funny. It wants to see very, very specific hardware and software. And actually, at least two of the drives are on that RAID controller. So that's going to be funny anyway, as far as Linux being able to deal with it. You know, if there's no Linux driver support. Although at the hardware level, it may not matter. Yeah, I think I tried running the Linux installer, and it saw maybe one of the hard drives. So I don't know if it would function correctly or not.
Dual two-core machine. It's got two sockets on the motherboard.
Sockets. It's got some massively huge ductwork, and I assume some massively huge heat sinks. I wanted to put the card that you gave me in that machine, but physically, the front part of it would run into the heatsink or the ductwork, so there wasn't any good way to do that. It's dual processors, and I think they're both quad-core processors running at like two or three or 2.2 gigahertz or something.
Started number crunching. It was that same guy that got us started this time, Van Smith. He works for Bank of America now. He's in Dallas, Texas. He's the same guy that got a bunch of us at Bank of America started back when I nearly burned the house down, and that's what I was using, a motherboard with two sockets. and we were doing some heavy. We had a team build. All of us built our own boards and got the same equipment and all that stuff, and did the same. And went over to one of the guys' houses in Charlotte and assembled them all after everybody's parts came in. Anyway, I've got to run into this part. I'll be back out in a few minutes. I got to pick up some puppy pads. We're running out. Can't run out of those. Anyway, I'll be back in a little bit if you're still here. KZBNG, W4DJW.
I'll be here in a couple minutes. And I'll talk to you later.
DJW Mobile.
So it's good for another 10 years. It would have expired in February. But, yeah, I had, for a while, a whole bunch of computers working on that that project. But like everyone else, I guess they got to go back to doing actual computing. You know, whatever your job or business is, you need it for that.
Before they put mine back to work on it, I did the same thing you did. I took mine off, but the reason was because the power bill shot up, like it skyrocketed. I thought, what's going on here? Because it went the first year and it only like bumped it up like less than $100 a month. Yeah, that's a lot of processing. I had 94 CPUs running full tilt. And that was a lot of processing, so less than $100, a little bit less than $100 a month extra. And then the power bill went up like $200, $300, $400. I'm thinking, what's going on here? So I shut all that off. And then my power bill came back like this month, and it was like $150, which is the cheapest it's been in 10 years. And I think what they did was figure it out. They were way overcharging me. I don't know if they did that with other people or not, but... yeah, I know it kind of got out of hand there. I paid the power bill. I didn't want them cutting it off, but they finally figured out they were doing something wrong.
The reason I haven't seen that is I have the average billing, you know, where the bill is like the moving 11-month average of the last couple of bills. So if it caused a spike, the spike was kind of hidden. But, you know, on the other hand, the back bedroom where all that equipment was always nice and warm. It had to be almost a good 10 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. And it wasn't that many computers. I don't think it was even half a dozen, four of which were laptops. But, you know, I guess that sort of thing builds up heat. And, yeah, the Raspberry Pi clusters build up heat if you have enough of them. Because those are actually some fairly capable processors. I was wanting to play with, there's a Raspberry Pi built into a keyboard. And it was basically designed, or you could use it as basically a thin client. It's like a quad-core 64-bit processor. The entire thing's built into a little keyboard. There's two HDMI ports. There's two or three USB ports. And, you know, a power brick that plugs into the wall. And runs, I guess, Raspbian or some variant of Debian. But that'd be a nice thing to play with. If I had to make a small office network nowadays, I'd make it all with those things.
Talking about, I call it the 400, I think is what it is. It's a Raspberry Pi 4B. I don't know if it's 4 gigs of RAM or 8. They've got both. 8 is the maximum you can get right now that I know of, unless something new's come out that I haven't spotted. But that one with the keyboard built in, and I saw that. I've looked at it several times. Never did buy it because I got too many Raspberry Pis as it is right now. I'm putting them to work now. I'm repurposing them for security cameras so I can give Ring doorbell the boot. I'll get more cameras, get better coverage, and won't have any monthly service fee. And I can use NVMe drives, which are really, really fast, and store weeks and weeks of data. Weeks of video data without any problem, whereas the Ring, they charge you if you want to go back too far in time. They don't let you go back very far, and they don't take a clip for very long. Their clips are really, really short. So I'm just totally disappointed with them now, and I've got to repurpose the Pi cluster. So that's the plan for some of the nodes that are in there, at least the 4Bs that have 8 gigs of RAM in them.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could do that now with that Dell PowerEdge server. As I said, I bought it basically because it was a bunch of homeless hard drives. So now let's see, there's 3 4-terabyte drives in there, and I could probably put a fourth one. You think that's enough storage, or do I need more?
That's a lot of storage. I know years ago it was only, you know, like one that many years ago, it was only large corporations that had that much storage space. Now you can buy that off the shelf. Everybody can. And it's dependable. It lasts. So, yeah, that's plenty. Especially if you, like, my videos are like time-lapse photography. They only go a full, I mean, I want good granularity because when I zoom in, I don't want it to be grainy. But I get good granularity and I get a full picture every time. So that's a lot of frames and a lot of granularity, a lot of good resolution on the picture if you need to zoom in and get like a license tag number or something like that.
You got to put up a security system like that on the other properties. But nowadays, basically, everything's been demolished. You'll have to figure out what it's going to build there. But when I build back better there, so the reason I ended up with these 4-terabyte drives is, for some peculiar reason, they were at a weird buying point. They were like $55 or $60 each, made by HGST, which is Western Digital, but it's actually a Hitachi drive. Western Digital bought out the Hitachi storage division. So, you know, they're okay drives. And I just kept buying, you know, another one. I got like 6 of them, and then I realized, wait a minute, I'm running out of machines. So I actually have another server that's sitting in the closet at the moment, believe it or not, an older Dell PowerEdge server, which I found at a thrift store, and for no other reason than, okay, for $25, let's see if I can make this thing work. And, you know, it works. It's from, like, 2006 or so, but, you know, it'll work. But I got too many things set up as it is.
Cooking them or heating up the room during the winter, that was really nice last winter and the winter before that. Those rooms were nice to go into. I like it a little bit warmer. My wife likes it cooler. But in the summertime, she was like, turn that air conditioner down because they were heating it up. So I was paying to heat it up and paying to cool it down. Anyway, Glenn, I'm in the driveway. I'm going to back out. It's good talking to you. Been a while. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
JW, KD2BNG. And I'll catch you later. 73s, I'll be clear. I got to try to check into the net one day. I haven't done that in a long time. But you take care. Talk to you later.